Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, May 12, 2025. The Ellsworth Public Library has announced a wide range of programs this month, including forest bathing sessions with Shep Erhard starting on May 19th. The library's May art show, called Maine's Quiet Beauty, features photographs by Dietra Semple. Miss Jean's Mermaid Storytime on May 17th at 11 a.m. A chance to connect with Friends of Acadia, who will share information on volunteer opportunities on May 31st. The launch of the recently released publication Inside Out, Art and Writing by Residents of the Hancock County Jail will happen in the Riverview Room on May 24th at 10 a.m., and there will be an informational session ahead of that led by the League of Women Voters of Maine about local government and how to participate in it on May 17th at 1 p.m. And finally, the Friends of Ellsworth Public Library will host a three-day book sale this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday this week, with books and more for all ages and interests, available by donation, cash or checks only, unless otherwise marked. The Friends will use proceeds to support library programs, services, and special projects that benefit the whole community. And the times of the event are different on each of the 3 days, so be sure to check for the details of that for the book sale and all of the other events that I've mentioned at ellsworthlibrary.net. On Thursday evening, the legal team at the ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union of Maine, is holding a webinar with updates on the cases that they're working on and how they are pushing back against the Trump administration's abuses of power. They say, quote, "In March, we reached a major milestone in our effort to guarantee the right to an attorney for all people accused of a crime, just as the Sixth Amendment requires. The Superior Court ruled in our favor, ordering Maine to establish a plan to end the ongoing crisis. There's still a lot to do, and we'll explain where the lawsuit stands and what the court's recent ruling means for hundreds of Mainers currently without legal representation. We're also challenging Trump's unconstitutional executive actions in three federal lawsuits, NHICS versus Trump, which is blocking the president's ban on birthright citizenship, a clear violation of the 14th Amendment, Smith versus Trump, challenging First Amendment violations created by the president's sanctions against the International Criminal Court, Pasula versus DHS, protecting international students whose status was illegally and abruptly terminated without due process. We're also demanding transparency from state and federal organizations around how Maine's law enforcement may be aiding in Trump's mass deportation agenda. Mainers deserve to know how local resources are being used, especially when it comes to detaining members of our community. Join us on Zoom next Thursday, May 15th at 6 p.m. That's this week. To meet our legal team and hear what we've been working on, with multiple lawsuits underway, a packed legislative session, and ongoing threats to civil liberties, there's plenty to discuss and we'd love to have you with us," end quote. You can get more information about the webinar at aclumaine.org. And taking a quick look at the news in Maine newspapers 100 years ago today on May 12, 1925, several of the newspapers carried headlines about Hindenburg becoming president of Germany. Field Marshal von Hindenburg was inaugurated on this day 100 years ago today. It would be about 8 years later that he would appoint Adolf Hitler to be chancellor. The Kennebec Journal reported that the official of the last hanging in Maine in 85, that would be 1885, had just died in Camden. It was Wilder Irish who officiated at the last hanging in Maine while serving one of his 4 terms as sheriff of Knox County. He had died the previous night. And from the Portland Press Herald, quote, "Judge Benjamin W. Blanchard, on behalf of the Republican Club of Bangor today, sent a Penobscot River salmon to President Coolidge. This annual gift to the chief executive of the United States was taken from the salmon pond at 5 o'clock Monday morning by E.C. Saunders and was purchased by Judge Blanchard. The fish, which was a beautiful specimen weighing about 12.5 pounds, was boxed and sent out through the kindness of Jones Market and is now well on its way to Washington and the Executive Mansion on Pennsylvania Avenue," end quote. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.